The Palin administration today began explaining the effects of the proposed cuts to the current year's budget. In her plan, more than $13 million in unspecified cuts will be left to the individual departments to find. Senate Finance Co-Chair Lyman Hoffman told Revenue Commissioner Pat Galvin that in making reductions on its own, the administration is taking the policymaking role away from lawmakers.
If we're going to set a policy, we need to know where they go instead of handing a blank negative check to you and you decide where you want cuts.
He said the budget the governor signed last year and currently in effect was a policy direction from the legislature. He said the governor could have vetoed the expenditures then, but cannot veto them a year later. Galvin assured Hoffman and the entire committee that no services will be reduced because of the cuts. He says the departments have known since the governor signed the plan last spring, and he has taken steps to meet that reduction throughout the year. That was before oil prices began to fall and the state's income began going down along with it. Deputy Commissioner Jerry Burnett said it has been considered a restriction in the budget since it was signed.
We took action and delayed hiring of positions as the commissioner and restricted that much money in the accounting system in the personal services line. And that savings has already occurred.
Hoffman says the public has an expectation of services, and the legislature's decision on those services should be binding. Galvin says the level of service has not been changed from the public's viewpoint. Management and Budget Director Karen Rehfeld says the governor first mentioned the anticipated cuts in the letter she sent lawmakers when she signed the plan, and the executive branch has been making and implementing plans since then. She believes legislative concern comes from the way the cuts were presented.
What we said early on is that it was never our intention to do this to impact services or to lay off employees or any of those kinds of things. We specifically said this isn't to cut services or positions. We just asked our departments to manage their budget as carefully and efficiently as they could to seek some additional savings in the current year.
Rehfeld said to address the concerns, she is preparing to send legislators the goals established by the departments and detailed reports on their progress. She said the governor is concerned with the size of the operating budget and will continue to try to control the growth of government.